KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 50 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today. High of 74, winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory that'll be in effect from 10 a.m. today until 6 p.m. for the entire KJAN listening area. Winds could gust up to 45 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. Topping the news, officials at the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, earlier this morning provided details with regard to a shooting late Thursday night of two Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies in Stewart. During a press conference held at 4 a.m. with the following audio courtesy of KCCI, Iowa Special Agent Adam DeCamp explained what transpired.
Last night at approximately 10:40 p.m., three Guthrie County Sheriff's deputies and one Stewart police officer attempted to serve an arrest warrant at 615 Southwest 7th Street, apartment number 1 in Stewart. At 10:43 p.m., one of the officers reported shots were fired. Two of the deputies and one of the occupants of the apartment were struck by gunfire.
All four victims were transported to Des Moines area hospitals for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. No names have officially been released. Multiple law enforcement and EMS agencies responded to the scene last night. Among them was the Cass, Adair, Audubon, Shelby, and Dallas County Sheriff's Offices, Harlan, and Creston Police. Those agencies and others were able to secure the scene without further incident.
Officers negotiated with one of the occupants of the apartment, getting him to leave the apartment and surrender.
Police in Red Oak late Thursday night arrested 50-year-old Brent Whitman Bass of Essex following a traffic stop at 215th Street and Highway 48. Bass was taken into custody around 11:15 p.m. for OWI first offense. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports 69-year-old Thomas Earl Sehan died at around 11:17 a.m. Thursday in his cell at the Clarinda Correctional Facility. It's believed he died from natural causes, but his body has been sent to the state medical examiner's office to confirm the cause of death. Sehan had been serving a life sentence for the crime of murder in the first degree out of Story County. His incarceration began on June 14, 1976. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 31-year-old Jana Renee Pascal of Audubon turned herself into the Sheriff's Office on Thursday. Pascal was wanted on an outstanding warrant for two counts of sex offender registry violation. She appeared before the magistrate and was released. This past Tuesday, 35-year-old Brandon Michael Berenger of Brayton was arrested for driving while barred. His arrest was the result of a traffic stop at around 1 a.m. at the intersection of Highways 44 and 71. Berenger was booked into the Audubon County Jail and released after posting a $2,000 bond. On October 6th, 20-year-old Cole Alexander Burdine of Glidden was charged with OWI first offense following a traffic stop that occurred around 3:15 a.m. on that date. Burdine was booked into the Audubon County Jail and held until appearance before the magistrate and later released. And on October 4th, Audubon County Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old Lajean Fajan Webb of Elkhorn, also for OWI first offense. She was transported to the Audubon County Jail and posted a $1,000 bond before being released. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says three people were arrested on drug charges Wednesday as the result of a September narcotics investigation conducted by the Mills and Fremont County K-9 units. 39-year-old Matthew Joseph Tyson of Pacific Junction, 33-year-old Shaw Aaron Peterson, and 36-year-old Misty B. Peterson, both of Glenwood, were taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. All three subjects were transported to the Mills County Jail and held on $10,000 bond each. Glenwood police assisted in conducting the arrests. And three Iowa home health providers, including those in Logan and Red Oak, have agreed to a federal settlement involving Medicare claims. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The judgment says three Iowa and two South Dakota companies submitted claims to Medicare for therapy services where the claims were false or the medical conditions of the patients didn't justify the need for skilled therapy services. Judgment includes $1.2 million against Sergeant Bluff Healthcare, $228,000 against Red Oak Healthcare, and $775,000 against Logan Healthcare. Federal officials say the companies were notified that their claims for therapy services were in inordinately high, and the companies failed to take adequate steps to address the billing procedures. The five companies involved are all affiliates of Wellcove Healthcare in Minnesota. I'm Dar Danielson.
In our funeral report, James Jim Johnson, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Jim Johnson will be today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Randy Conrad, age 75, of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Funeral services for Randy Conrad will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. James Anderson, age 95, of rural Nevada, died Sunday in Ames. Funeral services for James Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the Christ Community Church in Ames. Richard Nissen, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Sheldon. Funeral services for Richard Nissen will be today at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Ray Sorensen, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Ray Sorensen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Frida Boyk, age 89, of Texas, died September 29th. Memorial services for Frida Boyk will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Raymond Booman, age 87, of Harlan, died October 6th. A mass of Christian burial for Raymond Booman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Hugh Arthur Stroud Bars, age 9, the son of Ian and Buffy Roland Bars of Atlantic, died October 4th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Hugh Bars will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Evangelical Free Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Rick Lee Sorensen, age 65, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, Rick Sorensen will be cremated. A memorial service will be held Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Atlantic Elks Lodge, number 445. Ockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Kevin Namanny, age 63, of Messina, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kevin Namanny will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Cumberland United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. David Crum, age 57, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life memorial service for David Crum will be on Monday at 2 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. John Molgaard, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life for John Molgaard will be held on October 23rd at 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ted Nielsen, age 77, of Avoca, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Graveside services for Ted Nielsen will be held October 26th at 2 p.m. in the Shelby Cemetery. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.